For MSONewsSports.com, I'm Tim Curran, and this is Panther Preview, brought to you every week during the football season by the Gloria Food Store, 268 Rantoul Street in Beverly, for the best party platters and deli meats around. It is the Gloria Food Store, so stop in and get yours today. With joining me now, once again, as he does every week at this time, is Beverly football head coach Dan Bauer. Dan, kind of like another crazy week in your first playoff game.
Yeah, you know, it was playing up at Gloucester, and unfortunately came out of the wrong end, and a tough battle all the way through to the end. And you know, it was 7-0 at the half. Gloucester was up, and they came on the first possession. They scored, and they had us on a yield, but we settled down, and we were fighting back and forth, and they scored again in the third quarter. But then we caught life at the end of the third quarter, scored, and then made a huge play on defense. Our defensive end picked off a pop pass and took it back about 25 yards for a touchdown. And on the ensuing extra point, our kicker was roughed, and then at that point we opted to go for two, and it was 15-13. And in the fourth quarter, we held steady till the very end, and unfortunately we weren't able to put the game away. So we did the best we could, and kids played hard, and Gloucester played hard too. So we came out on the short end. They just made more plays than us that night. So here we go to finish off the season, the last three games.
You know, Dan, you look back to the history of high school sports, even professional sports, you're probably hard-pressed to find a team that lost two games within a span of four games on literally a last-second play, a play within the final 3 seconds of the game.
Yeah, it's a tough scenario, and that really can impact your team because, obviously when it comes down to it, it's about making plays, and, when you're that close to it, the emotion is so high, there's definitely a big letdown after a loss like that, and to have, two of them sandwiched between two of the games, that's hard. But, the bigger picture here, obviously, is in life, the things that you can control and things you can't, and unfortunately, the things that we could have controlled different times, we didn't, and we came out on the short end. So you can get yourself down, and I'm hoping the lesson here is that we bounce back and can finish out strong for the season. And, we play three big games coming up for us, and for the seniors, the last three games of their high school career. So these games mean everything, although, in terms of the playoffs, they don't mean anything, but they do mean something. We're playing for pride, and we're playing for a chance to finish out the season in a strong way and, let the seniors go out on a high note.
Certainly there still is time to score a very, very good record. You guys could finish up 8-3 for the season, and certainly that's an outstanding record. The disappointment comes with the not going further into the playoffs themselves. But certainly that would be a lot for not only the seniors to take away, to bounce back and win going out, but also for the coaching staff and the kids coming along to start to build for next year.
Yeah, that's the thing. The seniors will have their legacy, and when they come back together over the years for Thanksgiving and reunions, they'll always have this season to look at, and you want them to be able to look at it in a positive way, although they didn't meet the goal of, going further in the States, certainly finishing up a winning record and then the Salem game, that's big for our program, and that those are the memories that the players will take with them for the rest of their lives. I think that's really, really important. Plus the bonding and the friendships, and again, setting up for next year. The players that are back and letting them have a taste of success, and there's nothing that makes for an off season better than to end on a good note and keeps you hungry for the off season, which, as we know, is a long off season. But before you know it, it's here, and it seems like yesterday we just began fall practice, and really there's three games to go here, and less than a month out, so it goes fast.
Certainly had a couple of big players nicked up in last week's game. Will they be ready to go this week?
We're hoping so. Matt, day by day, and we'll see what happens here. He's trying his best to come back, and Kevin, the quarterback, Kevin Morenzi, will be fine. He'll be okay. We expect he'll be fine for tomorrow, and we'll go from there.
So it looks like you have Revere this week. You're traveling there, and then as we talked before you started, and then you're going to Masconomet just before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and Revere, they've had a heck of a year. They're 6-2. They had a tough loss to Denver. They lost 7-0, so they were right there, and it was a tough loss for them. So, you know, they're going to come out on fire, and they're going to come out, you know, with all guns blazing, as they say, and you know, they want to do the same thing we want to do, is finish out the season strong. And, you know, they have a good defense, one of the best defenses in the league, fewest points scored against, and offensively, they can put up some points, and they have some really good speed on the perimeter. So they're going to be a tough matchup for us in a lot of ways. And obviously, Masco, they have athletes, they have a really good running back, and then Salem is Salem, so we'll see.
All right, Dan, look forward to talking to you next week as the season begins to wind down for all the teams across the state. Appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, Tim. Take care.
Okay. That's been Dan Bauer, the head coach of the Beverly Panthers, with this week's Panther Preview, brought to you by the Gloria Food Store, 268 Rantoul Street in Beverly. For MSONewsSports.com, I'm Tim Kearns.